This is Neville Collard here, Noongar Buddhia, storyteller on the Whadjuk Trails. Today we're at Perry Lakes. Perry Lakes was a significant site for Perth and metropolitan Noongars and has a significant cultural history and heritage which needs to be respected and celebrated in the development of the area. In the early 60s, this land was reclaimed and they built the Perry Lakes Stadium for the 1962 Commonwealth Games, which was held in Perth. Since then, the stadium has been removed and has now been housing situated on there. In the meantime, the swamp, the Perry Lakes itself, has become overgrown with weeds and other stuff. When the Noongars lived here, this would have been a significant hunting ground for ducks, for yakins, for marlie, swans, for cockatoos, the white and black cockatoos for food. In the swamp itself, they would have found fish, and they would have also found, of course, the yakin, the turtle, which was the long neck and short neck varieties, of which was good food, murich daja, which is meat. The Perry Lakes is a very rich lake in relation to vegetation and animals. Some of the main plants that you see growing here are the tea trees, the yangi grass, the yangi bush. It was good food. You can wash it, clean it. You can use the stems for like a snorkel to swim out and pluck the ducks from the water. The tea trees and the paper bark were used to build mai mais. And the eucalypts that grow here, they'd be used as a cover for the Maya Maya. Most probably heavily wooded area here, but have also held kangaroos, wallabies, and emus, the wache. The whole area here was very, very rich in relation to the environment, the edible grasses, and the animals that lived here. This place was significant in that Noongars camped there. And it didn't belong to any one group of Noongars. Any Noongar who was walking past there and they were hungry, needed a place to bed down for the night, this would be their camping ground until such time as they moved on. The Noongars share in an ancient body of laws and customs which prescribe rights and obligations of the different language groups and the different skin groups. For these Noongars who are living in the area, the main source of food came from the ocean, the Wardan, the Swan River, the Derbal Yerrigan, and the extensive freshwater lakes such as Perry Lakes, Noongarburra, which is Herdsman Lake, Jackatta Lake, Lake Munga, Lake Joondalup, and Lake Gulal. And then down south you got Bibra Lake and the places down there. So they were significant places of where Noongars live. The early Noongars believed that these water holes in the lakes were created by the Wagal, who, when he came here and when he crawled in and out the budger, the land, each time he went in and he came out, he created waterways, and the water would flow from one lake and one swamp to the next. So all these different lakes situated throughout the metropolitan area are the swamps and the lakes that were created by the Wagal and the Derbal Yerrigan, which was where he crawled up inside into the country, into the land.